Again, 60 degrees, 722. Yes, Wildcat News. I look forward to this segment every week because the Humboldt Schools just kind of open up the books, open up the doors, and invite us in and talk about what's happening in the schools. This morning, we have Travis Sprague, who is with the principal of the high school. Yep, and a lot is going on already. Start of the year, just hustling, bustling. It's been crazy, but a good start, you said.
It's been an excellent start. We are always action-packed at the high school, activities, just events, and we're always looking to expand what we have out there.
What things did you work on through the summer, and what have you been able to implement thus far, and how do you see the balance of, I guess, the start of school up until the holidays?
You know, there's been several different areas we focused on. We always love to offer new classes to our students. For those that have been to a couple football games, our new scoreboard, our Wildcat digital class is leading all of that content, all of that stuff. So we got 12 students and Mrs. O'Leary who are doing just an outstanding job. We've reintroduced intro to building trades. So we're building several sheds and maybe jump to a garage. So that's a double period class during the day.
I have a question about that. I thought building and trades, that went away, but it's back.
We brought it back. We realized that there's just that need. We built it within our school day. We're building on campus right now, and we'll see where it goes. Great numbers. Mr. Hannes is doing an excellent job with that. And it leads into his, what we call a CTSO, his Skills USA group who just met last night. He's expanding that crew. Just all the opportunities that we have for students, that's critical to us. We want to provide our students with the best opportunities inside and outside of the classroom.
Nice. I'm glad to hear it's back. Yep. What else? I had the question and interrupted you. My apologies.
But you know, as a staff, what are we working on? We had our new cell phone implementation. I really want to give a shout out to our students. They have done an excellent job. I also want to thank the parents for understanding the why. We've had very few questions, and the questions that we've had from parents have been good. How can we help support? You know, they get the why of that cell phones do that distract in that classroom setting. And our teachers have responded well with a different variety of options. Now, at the end of the period, I will tell you we're having better conversations in our classrooms, in our hallway, and at lunch.
I've heard very positive things about that from the students more so. And then, of course, they communicate that to the parents. But I've talked to a few of the students, and they said it's really not that big of a deal. So great, great focus.
It's been good for the students. It really has been.
What else is happening within the walls of the schools?
Well, I appreciate that you mentioned the walls. We're still working on the auditorium. We've got probably, you know, a month left of finishing up the auditorium renovations. It is looking good. And we're actually doing renovations for our new spot for Cat Cafe, which will now be in our cafeteria. We're just a couple weeks away from opening Cat Cafe. Mrs. Maris and that whole crew does an excellent job. They're chomping at the bit. We know that coffee is popular on Friday. The lattes and all that our students and staff help create. We're just a couple weeks away from there, but we're going to be glad. So expanding our building opportunities as well is we're going to be really good for our high school.
Tell me more about the auditorium. What things have been changed and what's the end goal with that?
You know, we're going to get completely new seating in there, new flooring, new sound, new lighting. The stage has been resanded, is going to be painted. Like aesthetically, sound wise, performance wise, and I would also say from a visitor coming in or somebody wanting to watch the musical or a play or a concert, your atmosphere and your feeling within that is going to be such to the next level. We have our new entryway that's getting finished up. We're going to brand that up. So hopefully as you enter, if you entered in the mid-80s, the first time that it was open, you're going to get that revival in 2025, that new experience. Number one, it's great for our kids, but we started to look at how many people come through the auditorium, not just at the high school, middle school, our elementaries, the community, our dance teams, and our dance teams all kind of across the area utilize this. And I'm sure I've missed a couple organizations or groups that have used our auditorium. And it really, when we look at our facilities, we have an excellent student and staff. We want our facilities to reflect that, and that auditorium will in just a few short weeks.
Love the scoreboard. Oh my gosh. That is, that's big time.
It is.
It's like,
it's an attention drawer.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it is. How can you miss it?
Yeah.
There have been so many improvements, even just in the few short years that I've been on the air and mm-hmm. doing Wildcat News. It's like one thing after another that it's just improvement after another. Yeah. And I love it. And, you know, when does a district stop? You really don't, right? I mean, you're constantly improving. I mean, from your testing levels to facilities, all that. So that's why I like this segment. It's fun.
You know, we meet with building leadership once a month, and that's what's the next thing. How can we do what we're currently doing better, but what's our next thing? That's what we always look at. And I really want to give a shout out again to Wildcat Digital. People may not realize this. We've had 2 home football games in the first 2 weeks of school. We had 9 days of school to create content, really 4 days to create content for the first game and 8 days to create content for the second game. So just a huge shout out again to Mrs. O'Leary and the 12 students that we have in that class. It's not easy. You get 42 minutes and then you're going.
Mm-hmm.
So in that short amount of time, I've been amazed at what they've been able to accomplish, and bigger things are coming.
Yeah, can you share some of those details? I mean, what's loaded and ready to go?
You know, so that's interesting. We have a couple weeks off now to plan. This is the first time we've had to plan. We've got homecoming coming up in 2 weeks, so that's the next time the scoreboard's going to be shown off. But I walked into class on Monday, and I wanted to thank the kids for how much they've done, and I said, but what's coming next? And if you saw the smiles on the kids' faces, they didn't mm-hmm. want to share yet, but you'll see, Mr. Sprague. So I don't even have all of the insight, but we're going to encourage, and we know we have a great crowd that always comes out every Friday night. It's going to be incredibly popular, you know, 2.5 weeks from now for homecoming against Webster City. But please come out, because I'm even going to be amazed at what our students and our scoreboard does. And our athletes always do a great job on the field as well.
It makes the experience that much better, gets more butts in the seats, so to speak. It's pretty cool. Like you said, I mean, it just grabs your attention. You can't miss it.
It certainly does.
What other things are happening?
Yeah. You know, so as we look at, we're getting through, we call this the honeymoon stage, as everybody's getting used to and coming back to school. And we've had a really good, we're looking at how can we better emphasize staff consistency and those student expectations that naturally come about. I think our students have responded incredibly well, but now we're going to push. Now we're going to see, we're going to delve deeper into our content. We're going to delve deeper into those expectations. And I have just honestly been pleasantly surprised by the student response. We talk about a lot, but I don't think enough people hear it. We have excellent students. They are understanding and they want to lead. I have been very proud of the student leadership this year. That reflects on our seniors, but not only our seniors, it reflects all the way down to our freshmen. And for all those listeners out there, trust me, those elementary and middle school kids are watching. And thank you to the parents for helping support their students in high school as well.
Wonderful. Principal Sprague, thank you. I want to make sure this is your time. Yep. I don't want to cut it short, but any other details that we need to cover before
you know, my you golf, head back to my school? Golf game has improved this year. The admin team will greatly appreciate that. We talked about that, but always room for growth. And you gave me some tips today. The last thing I'd want to hit on is our custodial staff. They don't get enough recognition to get all of our buildings ready and to get everything going and all the different facilities, things that are going on at the high school and throughout. Steve and the crew and maintenance and our custodial staff, they don't get enough shout outs. All of what they do, getting the football field ready and everything comes quick and time is fleeting, and they always seem to do an amazing job.
Weren't you advertising for bus drivers?
We are always looking. If anybody's ever interested at being a bus driver, a substitute teacher, custodial, working in our food service for OPA, bring your resume in, send it down to the district office. We are always interested in that, and we would always encourage that. Anybody that's got a CDL out there, Leo would be happy to talk to you.
Wonderful. Principal Travis Sprague with the high school, Humboldt Schools. Of course, we talk Wildcat news every Wednesday this time. Thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Always fun to be here.
Best to you through the school year. And we look forward to visiting with you again a couple more times before next summer. Do I dare say that?
Oh, yes. We'll see each other again.
Thank you kindly. Wildcat News is brought to you by Northwest Bank on the Bolt.